This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba insists government is committed to implementation of fundamental rights. Nepal playing second friendly match against Mauritius today. And US and Russian envoy clash over Ukraine at United Nations Security Council meeting. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has said that the government is committed to the implementation of fundamental rights. Receiving the annual report of the National Information Commission today, Prime Minister Deoba said that the government was serious and committed to the implementation of all the provisions of the Constitution of Nepal 2072 Bikram Sambat, stating that the establishment of the Commission for the Implementation of the Right to Information has helped in maintaining good governance. Prime Minister Deoba stressed on the need to develop the capacity of the Commission. Prime Minister Deoba further said that the information of serious nature related to national security should be handled in a sensitive manner. Presenting the annual report, the Chief Information Commissioner of the National Information Commission, Mahindraban Gurung, said that the Commission was committed to the implementation of this important fundamental right provided in the Constitution. The government has declared a public holiday on February 2nd, tomorrow, on the occasion of Sonam Losar. All the government offices and public organizations will remain closed on the festival marked as the New Year by the Tamang community. In a press statement issued by Basanta Bhatta, Under Secretary at the Ministry of Home Affairs, today, the government on January 31st decided to announce public holiday on the occasion. The government of Japan has provided grant assistance through UNICEF to strengthen the vaccine cold chain system in Nepal. Under this assistance, the government of Japan has provided high-quality equipment including 9 walk-in coolers, 38 solar-driven vaccine refrigerator, 1,009 long-range vaccine carriers, and 53 cold boxes. Apart from the technical assistance, the Japan government has also decided to provide 10.4 billion rupees for Nepal's socio-economic development. The Japanese ambassador to Nepal, Kukita Yukata, expressed his hope that the assistance would help to vaccinate all citizens in Nepal. Meanwhile, UNICEF representative to Nepal, Elk Wisk, has expressed gratitude to the Japan government for its continuous cooperation to Nepal in its fight against COVID-19. The administrative works have been halted for a week at District Administration Office Humla after Assistant Chief District Officer, CDO, tested positive for coronavirus. The office issued a notice yesterday and informed the general public about the closure of office for a week. Assistant CDO Dasarath Rai was tested positive for coronavirus. The office reiterated that the services were halted in a bid to contain the spread of virus. Similarly, the people have been urged to stay aware and safe by avoiding crowds in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, the District Administration Office has expressed regret for the inconvenience caused by the service closure. Two people died on the spot in a motorcycle accident occurred at Deurali of Bias municipality in Tanahu last night. According to District Police Office Tanahu, the deceased has been identified as Bache Magar and Vikas Bike from Bias municipality 5. Deputy Superintendent of Police Yuvraj Khadka said that the accident occurred when a truck hit the motorcycle they were travelling in. Police have taken the truck driver under control and impounded the vehicle. Similarly, two people died and three others were critically injured in Satpatia of Bardia's Badayatal rural municipality after being run over by a tripper last evening. The deceased and the injured were sitting by a fire when a tripper truck lost control and ran over them. Police said the tripper driver has been arrested for further investigation. Nepali national football team is playing its second friendly match against East African country Mauritius today. Nepal had organized two friendly matches with Mauritius on the occasion of FIFA Day. Nepal won the first match 1-0. The second match will be played at Dasarath Stadium from 5:45 p.m. today. Spectators will also be allowed to attend the match as the government has allowed 1/10 of the capacity of spectators, maintaining health safety standards. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the westerly wind has partial influence on the weather in the country at present. The weather will further be affected with the increase of its influence by Wednesday night. The Meteorological Forecasting Division shared that currently the weather in hilly areas is partly cloudy, while many parts of the Tarai are blanketed by dense fog. Due to the influence of the westerly wind, there is likelihood of light rainfall and snowfall tomorrow. The Kathmandu Valley has seen sunshine, due to which severe cold felt few days ago due to the westerly low pressure system's influence has been decreased to some extent. The division has forecast that the province number 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province will have partly to generally cloudy conditions, while remaining parts will be partially cloudy this afternoon. Light rainfall is likely in few places of province number 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and in a couple of places in Madhes province and Lumbini province today. The weather in province number 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province will remain partially to generally cloudy tonight, while light rainfall is likely in some places in province number 1 and Gandaki province. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 4.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 17.3 degrees Celsius. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. There have been angry clashes between Russian and US envoys at the United Nations Security Council after the US called a meeting to discuss Moscow's troop build-up on its border with Ukraine. US Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the mobilization was the biggest Europe had seen in decades. Her Russian counterpart accused the US of fomenting hysteria and unacceptable interference in Russia's affairs. The US and UK have promised further sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. The US official said the Washington sanctions meant individuals close to the Kremlin would be cut off from the international financial system. Russia has placed an estimated 100,000 troops, tanks, artillery and missiles near Ukraine's frontiers. New data suggest Myanmar is seeing increasingly deadly battles between its military and organized groups of armed civilians. Many of those fighting the military are young people who have put their lives on hold since the junta seized power a year ago. The intensity and extent of the violence and the coordination of the opposition attack point to a change in the conflict from an uprising to a civil war. According to data from conflict monitoring group ACLED, violence has now spread across the country. Reports from the ground also suggest the fighting has become increasingly coordinated and has reached urban centers which have not previously seen armed resistance to the military. In the coup's immediate aftermath, most civilians died as the security forces cracked down on nationwide demonstrations. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba insists government is committed to implementation of fundamental rights. Nepal playing second friendly match against Mauritius today. And US and Russian envoy clash over Ukraine at United Nations Security Council meeting. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.